Keith Foley. Today FM. David Guetta without you. This is Today FM. Hey, we play the music you love. That's David Guetta. Yeah, before that, with Nicki Minaj, Starships. From Burn to Minaj. All the Nicki's been covered on the broadcast through the afternoon. The gang's all here, by the way.
Hey.
Hi, I'm Ray Foley. And it's Monday. Give it up for Monday, everybody.
Welcome, Monday.
Days of the week.
It's definitely in the top seven.
I was just pipped in there at number seven in the top days of the week chart. Oh, how was your weekend, JP? Did you
have
a nice... Average?
Distinctly average.
What happened?
My phone died. Well, rather, my
you
arse...
You killed your phone.
I had to. I had no other choice.
What happened?
It was my only option. So I was walking along on Saturday evening, and my arse tried to use the passcode on my phone... Because I've got an older phone, so you have to put in the passcode. It doesn't recognise your face or any of that jazz.
Or your arse.
Or my arse.
It won't be ideal.
Arse recognition technology.
Instead of what's a face ID, JP's got ass ID.
It makes taking my phone and using it awkward.
It does, yeah.
Hey, you know, it works just
excuse,
like a charm.
Excuse me, I have to go off to the loo to log into my phone to get my messages.
They haven't come up with that tech yet, Ray. So I was inadvertently putting my passcode in, my arse was, as I was walking along. If you do it more than three times...
You're locked out.
You're locked out momentarily for 5 minutes.
For an hour or something.
Yeah, it puts you on a bit of a time-off period.
The more you get it wrong, the longer you're locked out of the phone.
So I was over 10 times, and I was permanently locked out. And I'm not good with tech, Ray, as you well know.
Yeah.
So I was trying to figure out, how do I do this? I waited 3-4 hours. I still could use my phone. The one option it was saying was, erase iPhone. And that seems like the nuclear option. And let me tell you, after 3 hours, I decided to take the nuclear option. Erase iPhone, everything gone from it. It's effectively a brand new phone.
Wow, I'd love to do that. Like, there's loads of, like, I think I've got like 10, 12 gigs of old, like, of WhatsApp conversations in the store, just hogging the storage on my phone. And I'm going, I can't do it. I need to keep every WhatsApp conversation I've ever been involved in my life. Like my wife reminding me to get a red pepper on the way home from 2018.
Yeah.
I'm going to need that at some stage. And you know, it is useful for, because you can do a search. You can go into the chat with you and your wife, do a search, do a find, and then use it as a, aha! That was 26 months ago. You said this on text. So you wiped the phone then?
Normally, your average person's going to have the phone backed up. Now, I was thinking, well, I'll do that, then I'll go back to the last backup. 2020 was my last backup.
Wow, so JP's currently, you're wearing a mask.
Yeah, I'm back deep in COVID.
You're blaming 5G.
I haven't even started working here yet.
You're still off the ball,
yeah.
So what are your most recent texts then?
Oh, I checked.
Snarky text between you and Joe Malloy.
Jerry Gilroy is saying, so what about that football at the weekend, huh?
Right, okay.
So I've got all that kind of rubbish.
Have you even met your fiancé yet?
I haven't.
Great news. You're single again.
Yeah.
He's young for his JP, right. That means you can do what you like. Based on your phone, you can do whatever you like. Has Tinder gone back on it again?
It's not quite on it, no. I've lost my engagement photographs.
Oh,
They're gone.
Oh.
They're gone. So, yeah.
Did you send them to anyone?
Do you have iCloud? Did you try?
I mean, you're asking me these questions. I should know.
He has no idea. What's an
iCloud?
You might have enabled iCloud, and it's a possibility that you're. I tell you what, I'll log in. I can log in on the website iCloud.com.
Right.
Give me your details and your password, and I'll see if I can find your photographs.
Oh, thank you. You're a godsend.
You're welcome, Grandad. Then I'll show you how to work the Nespresso machine and how to record Coronation Street on the Virgin Box. All right, we'll do a roll call next. 0874-100-102. You win, you're out. What's happening with you? Of course, the kids are off. My kids are finally on their school holidays. So I'm going to be here for the next 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not going home.
This is the house that Funk built. Groove Armada style. All right, I'm checking all your houses.
This is the FM. I thought there might be a gap I could talk, but I can't.
We ain't going to have none of that.
Groove Armada, and I see you, baby. Shaking that ass. This is Today FM. Fatboy Slim remix. Thanks. Ray Foley in Today FM Radio. Play the music you love. How are you? Yeah, thanks for all the text suggestions on how JP can recover his photographs. No. It's quite simple, actually. You go to iCloud.com, then you insert your iCloud or your Apple ID, and then you put in your password for your Apple ID, which he doesn't know.
Why would I?
He doesn't know the password.
Why would I?
I was like, no, this is dead easy. We could do this. I can do something amazing for my friend here. Ah, here we go. Clippity-clap.
He doesn't know the password.
Who uses, who types out
humans.
Their password?
Humans.
No, not when you've got the thumbprint. When you've got the thumbprint thing, it sort of recognizes it and then you're away in a hack.
You still need to put it in, though.
When?
When you, if you ever restart your phone, it asks you, it doesn't, it says... The thumbprint thing isn't going to work. You need to put in your actual password for us for the first time you're using it again.
But I have restarted my phone several times and it's never asked me that. Asked me for my passcode. It's true.
You are an anomaly.
Am I? I'm a one-off.
Text and what? By the way, let's do a roll call. Ray Foley, JP.
Gotcha.
Orla Ormond.
Gotcha.
Oh, lads, this song makes me smile. This is the shaking your ass, baby. I see you, baby, shaking your ass. This song makes me smile. Years ago, we changed my dad's ringtone to this song without telling him. So funny. Thanks, and that's for Nicola. Is it Ev? EV? Ev in the van on show.
Could be.
All right, Ev. Ray, I'm here, but at the back of the class, I'm at the back of the class trying to hack into JP's iCloud account to try and get the dirt on those off the ball lads. I'll let you know how I get on. Cheers, Ev. Yeah, I'd love to know what the scandalous... secrets that the off-the-ball crew don't want us to know.
Great bunch of lads. Great bunch of lads.
Oh, yeah, well, why don't you go back? Why did you marry them? Why don't you go back to the
off-the-ball? Because I'm now engaged to someone else, right?
On show, Ray and friends, I got my wisdom teeth out after soldiering through the pain for months and looking forward to being able to enjoy the show pain-free. Love the show.
Hey!
From Ross in Galway. Ross, I find, though, even now that you've got the wisdom teeth out and everything, it will be quite... it will be a very painful experience. It's not. This broadcast is not designed to be comfortable in any way.
Oh God, no!
And we do recommend that you are heavily medicated. Hi guys, I won't be able to make it in today. I'm busy trying to patch up a giant hole in a plane in Brisbane. Love the show, guys. Hey. From Darren. This was Ben's news story that there was a hole in a plane.
Was it 14 foot wide or 4 feet wide or something?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Here's what I gotta ask. Much like a sock. You need a hole in a plane.
True.
Otherwise, how do you get the humans into it? Huh?
He's thinking.
And guys, I won't be in today. I'm off shopping for Westlife merch from Phil. Cheers, Phil. Jax Jones was performing at Longitude over the weekend. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
All the young people, I saw them all congregating, standing at the various bus stops, wearing very little clothes.
Oh, God.
Boys and girls just wearing t-shirts and shorts.
Wasn't a warm weekend anyway, was it?
It was all right.
It was okay.
But at the same time, it's going to get dark. You're going to be cold. And if there's a shower or anything, you'd be perished. You can forget it. I was thinking of going myself. I heard Dave was performing. And then I looked at the listings. So, yeah, Tyler the Creator, ASAP Rocky, Playboi Carti, Jack Harlow, Mabel, Polo G, Coi Leray. What's the one I loved? What the sound of? Hang on, please. Kneecap is there. Belters Only were there. 49th and Main. Heady One. Slow Tie.
Slow Tie.
There's nothing
right.
worse than a fast tie.
God, no. No thanks.
Just take it nice and slow. One forkful at a time.
Was slow Thigh a kneecap? Or they said it's part of the same collective?
No, it's
or?
Not a body. No, I was thinking more like Thai food than I was
oh,
thinking.
Oh, I get you.
Stirring your noodles. You're having a nice, relaxed nasi goreng. Yeah. Ski Mask the Slump God was there performing at Longitude over the weekend. Nux, that's the one I wanted.
Nux.
As in, spelt like knuckles with a K, but it's Nux. It's a funny word, is Nux. And of course, Dave, I saw, was performing as well. So I got me tickets for Longitude, hopped on the bus in just a short and a short T-shirts, pair of flip-flops. Spent a fortune last minute getting tickets for Long. Up I went, rocked up to the gate, bag of cans... got a free spin radio poncho.
Good.
Just for the rain. A rock up, hang around all day waiting for Dave to perform. There was no sign of Dermot.
Oh, God.
It was a wrong Dave.
Oh, Ray Foley.
Complete waste of time. Max and the Plaza Group. It's about damn time. Lizzo, and about damn time. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Heard he, was the heard, who texted in about the Swedish chef saying, Rain JP, I'm on show. And did you know that Animal from the Muppets does a version of Lizzo's About Damn Time too? Love the show.
Hey.
From Martina. Yeah, I was playing, I have been playing the Swedish chef's version, which is there. It's about damn time. Really, really, really. And then I did have the Swedish or the animal version, but I've lost it.
Oh, that's a shame.
That?
Here. Just use your imaginations or something.
Search history, please hold. Search. How do I see my where I've searched before? Where I've saw this?
Just hit the back button.
God. I've killed it now. I've just ruined it.
For God's sake.
And wasn't it Animal?
Animal from the Muppets doing About Damn Time.
Sorry about this, guys. I really let you down here. Swedish chef, stupid idiot.
Did every member of the Muppets crew do that song?
Stupid idiot. Yeah, they did, it would appear, yeah. Mm. But I can't find Animal.
Please hold.
Animal. No, we'll wait.
Hang on, we'll wait this out.
Because this is Ray's fault, and let Ray take it on the chin.
This is the consequence now, Ray.
This is what happens, Ray, when you lose Lizzo. About damn time. No, we'll wait.
Have you got an internet connection over there, Ray?
I do have
you
an
do,
internet
you
connection.
Do. Okay, right. All right.
I'm desperately trying to find. I found it.
Oh.
I found it, the animal version. It's about damn time. Because he's playing the drums as well.
Yeah. It's about damn
time. Excellent stuff. This is Today FM. Chumba Wumba, Top Thumping, this is Today FM. We play the music you love, Ireland Good, afternoon. Hello, I'm Ray, there's JP.
Hi there.
Ola Ormond.
Hiya.
Imagine the hangover you'd have after all that drink from William. He drinks a whiskey drink, he drinks a vodka drink, he drinks a cider drink, he drinks a lager drink. And then, after the four drinks, he sings the songs that remind him of the good times. And he sings the songs that remind him of the better times. I imagine the good times and the better times were prior to having those four drinks. Also, mix them. Just don't mix them. It's a dreadful idea. That's what I always say. Actually, I was in a bad way on Saturday morning. And like that, you wake up and you're like, oh, God, I feel... Because I went out at... JP, you and I had two.
I was there for the start of
the
session.
The beginning of the evening. So after work on Friday, 4:30, we went for a couple of drinks. And then I went for dinner, and there was drinks over the dinner, and there was drinks afterwards. I was out till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's a different shift.
From, well, 1:30. I got in at about 1:45. So I was out from 4:30 on Friday evening to 1:15, 1:30 on Saturday morning. I woke up the next morning. Oh, God, I feel awful. Oh, God. And you do that thing then when you're kind of like, you're recounting what could possibly be to blame?
Mystery illness has hit me, huh?
Do you know, maybe I got food poisoning in the restaurant.
Real unlucky that.
No, it wasn't the food poisoning. Oh, do you know what it was? I got a bad pint. No, you didn't get a bad pint. And then the other one is mixing. Oh, do you know what it was, actually? I mixed the 13th and 14th drinks.
That was one that tipped you over the edge. The other 12 were fine.
Yeah, do you know what it is? It's, you know, if I drank the same thing all night, I'd be fine. But it's when you mix to it, when you go off.
You won't make that mistake twice now, will you? Never again.
Rain JP, wish Caitlin Moran in Selbridge a happy 18th birthday. Caitlin Moran, happy birthday! We love her so much from Mam, her brothers Joshua, Harry and Ben, and Nana and Granddad. By the way, we love the show.
Hey!
From Lisa, and 4 foot or 14 foot. Oh yeah, this is the hole in the airplane. 4 foot or 14 foot. Once you're measuring a hole in an airplane, it's a big hole. From John and Castlebar. Once again though, John, reiterating my question. If you don't have an... Every airplane has to have a hole in it. Because if you didn't, how do the humans get in?
Ah. It's a real thinker, isn't it?
Ah. Eva's over there. All right, Eva.
Ray, you'll be disappointed to know.
What?
Ski Mask the Slump God.
Oh, yeah, I was saying Ski Mask the Slump God. Ski Mask the Slump God.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Ski Mask the Slump God.
Correct.
Was supposed to be performing at Longitude over the weekend. Apparently Dave was supposed to be performing at Longitude at the weekend as well. I was dying to go, because you know me, I'm a massive Dermot and Dave fan. I was in the front row ready for one half of my favourite radio duo. Turns out, totally different Dave. Sorry, Eva. Slump God the Ski Mask, sorry.
Ski Mask the Slump God.
Of course, Ski Mask the Slump God. Not Ski God the Slump Mask. Or Slump Mask, the Ski God. What is it?
Now you confuse me. Ski Mask, the Slump God.
Ski Mask, not Slump God, the Ski Mask. Or Slump Mask, the Ski God. That'd be an interesting one, actually, Slump Mask. So it'd be a man skiing very well, because he's a ski god.
Correct.
But with terrible posture. I'm sorry, Eva.
Ski Mask the Slump God.
Yeah.
It didn't actually make Longitude in the end.
Oh,
no, okay.
Of the show.
Oh, I'm absolutely got it. Sorry about that, Eva. Oh, well.
And a two-year-old has become the youngest person to ever get membership to Mensa. Like in The Simpsons, she spelled out things with alphabet blocks, including the couch, television and cat. Despite being able to read beyond her years, her parents say she still struggles with using the toilet, though. It's 3 minutes past three.
Can she say alphabet blocks, though?
Oh, give over.
Harry Styles. Watermelon Sugar. Hi. This is AFM. We play the music you love. Watermelon Sugar.
How are you doing?
At AFM, we play the music you love. Watermelon Sugar.
How's it going?
Oh man, I'm having a great time. Ray Foley's my name, and I'm feeling like a kid in a candy store. Actually, speaking of kids, see the Ronan Keating's kid has gone into the Love Islands. They are going to eat that child alive.
Oh, God. What's his name, Jack? Is that a Jack?
Jack Keating, yeah. This is broke on Friday. Friday evening, the news was breaking that Jack... Has he gone in yet, Orla? Have you seen him?
Yeah, we saw him last night.
Right. And how's he... Oh, God love him. How's he getting on?
He had a lovely chat with Gemma, Michael Owen's daughter.
Right.
About famous dads.
Oh, of course, because Ronan Keating, his dad, is famous.
Yep.
And Gemma, Michael Owen's dad, is also a famous footballer. He didn't react particularly well, though, Michael Owen, to his daughter going in, did he?
I don't think he was a fan of the move at all. He was very nervous about it, yeah.
I don't know how I mean, I think my kids would have to just not tell me. And in fairness, I don't watch Love Island.
They just
come back 2 months later with a tan and a new girlfriend. I'm like,
what's
this
one? Where'd you meet your woman?
Holidays, Dad. Yeah, I don't know if I'd like my kids going into the Love Island.
God, no. Jeez, no.
But then again, if they look like some of the boys that go in there, like if my lads were like ripped, muscly, Adonises,
great which, hair,
like their old man,
absolutely.
And then I'd be like, yeah, go on in. But neither of my kids are going to be like that. This kid doesn't say, is he muscly, Jack?
No.
And how's he going to get on then? What's
is it? Charm of the Irish, I'd assume. He's very pale.
Right.
I really hope they have some super strength sun cream for him.
Hopefully. I know his mum, Yvonne, because we worked together in TV3. Hopefully she's packed loads of the P20 for him.
Yeah.
So the all-day sun factor. So even when he's inside in the swimming pool, it stays on. Or maybe pack one of those, you know, the T-shirts, with long sleeve T-shirts that kids wear.
It's a good look. It's a great look. Yeah.
And the hat with the cloth on the back of it that goes down his neck.
Yeah, it's very on brand for Love Island.
Hey, Jack. Good luck in Casa Amor, buddy. Hey, Tato. This is Tato Park. A summer of fun has begun at Tato Park. They can't wait to welcome you. Ireland's only theme park and zoo is now bigger and better, with something for the whole family. You can ride Europe's largest wooden inverted roller coaster or hop on Dino Dash, their new family coaster. Book in advance now at tatopark.ie. They've given us an annual membership every day to give away, plus entry for you and nine friends with lunch and goodie bags. If you want to get into win, text Tato. Oh, actually, hang on. Do I just need to play the thing?
You've got to play the thing.
Is that all I got to do?
That's what you got to
do. Oh, that's fine.
Then people text that once they've heard it.
Sorry,
and figured it
out.
I
thought there was a quiz element. There's no quiz element.
There's no quiz.
We're just going up the, because there's amazing roller coasters, like the most amazing roller coasters in all of Europe are at Tato Park. So we'll hop on a roller coaster.
Oh, it's going uphill.
Oh, just my heart.
Oh, God.
Just my heart.
Why did I sign up for this?
Jack, are you okay, love?
I'm grand.
Still going up.
So we're combining the element of roller coasters and the zoo, then?
Correct.
So on, also on the ride with us...
In the next car back from us, yeah.
...is a zoo animal.
Correct.
This can't be safe.
Is the animal happy? Do we know?
This can't be a safe environment for the animal.
Still going.
This is very tall. We're very high up now. I think I can see Dublin from here now. We're getting this far up, actually. Oh, my God.
I'm still climbing. I've got other things to do today, you know.
Oh, and we've finally reached the top. Oh, God, you ready? Here we go. I haven't made it particularly easy for you. Can you hear it? Can you hear the animal? You can hear it.
But you can hear it that time.
Just about.
Come on, you can hear it that time. It's a zoo animal. You heard the noise.
Yeah, yeah.
Text in Tato along with your name and where you're from and what it was you heard. Up on the ride with us. 087-4100-102. We'll get a winner in the next few minutes. This is Today FM. Your honor, please. Gotta believe what I say. Brand new music on Today FM. The breakout series, Stranger Things. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love, Kate Bush, you're running up that hill. Bam, bam, bam. Isn't it mad, though,
what?
That, like, a TV show could make a song like that hot? Well, I suppose, like Sopranos and Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Any others? Come on, then. Oof. Come on, let's do that, then.
Bloody hell.
Oh, it's... What's the number? 087-4100-102. And TV shows made... I suppose ads do it all the time as well, don't they? Up on a roller coaster like a bunch of Egypts.
Yeah.
And with an exotic animal also up on the roller coaster. Just go with it, yeah. Just don't be sitting there in judgment. Just go with it.
Picture the scene, yeah. Very judgmental,
honestly,
crowd, aren't they?
Blood from a stone with you lot sometimes.
Yeah. You can't win, Ray, can you?
Can't win.
So I'll play it again. Will I play it?
Go on, yeah. It's very hard to hear that animal.
Is it a struggle? Can you not hear it?
It's a bit tricky, all right.
All right, there. So we're on the roller coaster. Right there. And again. Right there.
Ah, yes.
Come on, crying out loud. No, it's not real. No! Stop being so finicky.
Don't be getting on to the RSPCA around like that now.
It's just sound effects.
There wasn't an animal on a roller coaster. Come on.
We've never even been to Meath in our lives. Who's this I'm ringing?
Natasha.
It's ringing.
Still ringing, that is.
Natasha don't answer a bloody phone.
That's a legal ring.
I can try someone else if you like.
Please do.
Where you have dialed cannot be reached at the moment.
Yeah.
Please try again.
I know that. Did you give me another number, yeah?
I did indeed, yeah.
That's a crying shame, isn't it?
How would you fit an animal into one of those harnesses anyway? You know the ones that come over your neck?
Oh, look at...
You can't... That's not possible.
People are just...
I think people are being deliberately obtuse. It's ringing.
This is Emer's phone now.
Mm-mm. Hello?
Hello, Emer.
Hi.
Today FM calling. Ray Foley here. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm only all right. How are you, though, more importantly?
I'm great. I'm just in work.
All right. What do you work at?
I am a clerical officer.
A clerical officer?
Yeah.
Where are you based?
In Navan.
In Navan? Oh, you're only up the road then from Tato Park.
I'm only up the road.
Ah, shit, geez, this is perfect. This is all coming together marvellously. Come here, can you store a wild animal for us in your back garden or in your shed? Take him for a ride up on the roller coaster, maybe.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah?
he can do that. Come here.
I could.
I need you to identify the animal that's on the roller coaster with us. Who is it? What was it? You heard the sound effect.
Emer.
I did hear the sound effect.
You texted it to us.
Tiger.
It was a lion we're going for, but I'll give you...
Yay!
What did she say? There's your text there.
I don't have the text in front of me.
Emer, did you
text... Come here.
I did.
What a slick program we're running
today.
Yeah. Hey, Emer, you've won yourself an annual membership and entry for you and 9 friends with lunch and goodie bags to Tato Park.
Yeah. Yay! Thank you.
You're welcome very much, madam. Listen, thanks for listening. Thanks for taking a call.
Thanks a million.
Enjoy Tato Park.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. You're some clown, do you know that?
Am I a clown now?
You're the clown.
I'm the clown.
Yeah, I tell you what.
What's that?
You should run away and join the circus, because you're a clown.
Ray Foley.
All right, friends. That's George Ezra and Green Green Grass. You're on Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland Good and Afternoon Hope. Text and WhatsApp this afternoon, 0874-100-102. And Phil was on to us on voice notes as well. About Love Island and Ronan Keating's young fella going in. Jack, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jack going on to the Love Island. Go on, Phil.
Hey, lads, I don't watch Love Island, but...
Yeah, we're kind of the same. You see, we probably have to watch us to stay abreast of what's happening on the programme.
I think Ronan Keating's young lad really slipped up there and used the chat up line to Michael Owen's daughter. Baby, can I hold you tonight?
Slick. Slick.
Yeah, okay.
Real slick.
Why doesn't he do roller coaster? Because his dad did. Is it Life is a Roller Coaster?
Sure did, yeah.
Ronan Keating. So, baby, Life is a Roller Coaster. Do you just want to go ride it? Which probably wouldn't be the worst one. I mean, for Love Island, that'd be pretty tame. Yeah. I've hit the wrong button there. I've a feeling it'll come on eventually, but I've no idea what's actually going to occur if I try it again. Here comes the hot stepper. You're on Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon.
Oh, hello.
In the movie, JP.
Oh, Predaporte.
Well done.
Oh, you give me anxiety there.
Was Warren Beatty or Beatty in that?
Could have been. It was one of those ensemble casts. I think Gwyneth Paltrow was in it, was she?
I wouldn't have a clue. I've never seen it.
No, me neither.
Warren Beatty was in the other thing. Like Goldfinger or something like that. It wasn't called Goldfinger. What was the thing called? Where he was a politician. And that was the Braz Ghetto Superstar song. Oh, it's all coming together. Speaking of songs, this is when a TV show makes a song popular or hot again. Of course, Kate Bush is Running Up That Hill was featured in Stranger Things. Everyone's gone mad for it now. Journey, Don't Stop Believing, of course, is the big one. I'd like to take all of the credit for that one myself, actually. We got Journey, Don't Stop Believing to the top of the Irish charts back in the day. And then, well, Tony Soprano had something to do with it. Brushing that onto the carpet. Had your man on, didn't we?
Steve Perry, yes, a lovely fella, actually.
The lead singer of Journey came on and did an interview with us. And apparently, he doesn't do interviews, like, he doesn't do any media or anything like that, but he did for us that time. Lads, I'd say Ronan Keating's son will be singing Sorry before not too long. Love the show. Hey, for Fiona. Yeah, they're going to eat him alive.
They are. Didn't he say he'd been single for 5 or 6 years before going into the place?
He's going to be like chum in the piranha tank.
Yeah.
Friends did it with you too, With or Without You, from Shane and Maynooth. Did they?
They did, yeah.
What?
Was it when Ross and Rachel were on a break or thinking about being with each other and they were without each other?
I have zero recollection of this.
It was when they were about to get together and then Ross wrote a list of the pros and cons of Rachel and she found it.
Right, so this wasn't the laminated list.
No, he rang into a radio station and made a request for her.
All right, okay.
Too.
Any Ross is listening? If I lay here. That's not it. That's just Snow Patrol and chasing cars. sorry, Ross. We've only got Snow Patrol. If he's texting today, FM. If I lay here. No, I've got it there somewhere. Where is it? There you go. And then who did it then, chasing cars? Somebody else did chasing cars.
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy. But was that more of a breakout song then, where it was big over here already, then they put it on the soundtrack of Grey's Anatomy, and then it became huge over here? If I lay here, if I just lay here. And then loads of people texted in about the Who, but the Who songs just featured on the various CSI intros. We need to do a smart arse remark about the dead body.
Oh God.
So a man.
Right. What are the circumstances of this person's death?
A man has been found dead because he was standing on a
You're standing on a Ray Foley.
That's so annoying. Oh God, that really sickens me. That he's standing on a bucket changing a light bulb, an upside down bucket changing a light bulb, and he's found dead with a broken light bulb and the bucket on his head on the ground.
Very specific.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guess this
seems like this light bulb moment wasn't such a
I guess our Vic wasn't too bright. I guess this wasn't much of a light bulb moment. I guess there's one Vic that's saying, well, bucket.
Oh, hang on. Looks like our victim has kicked the bucket.
Oh, come on. Of course we should have gone for that. Foley. Bruno Mars, 24-karat magic. This is today, FM. Hey! We're playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
How are you?
And there's Orla Ormond.
Hello.
Text and WhatsApp 0874-100-102. This is songs. Songs that TV shows have brought back or made popular again, following on from Kate Bush running up that hill and Stranger Things now being a hot hit song. Other situations that this happened. 0874-100-102. The OC was all the rage and so was its theme song, California by Phantom Planet, which you guys used to play years ago from Jules. Jules, you're right, but now we're going into theme tune territory and that's different again, isn't it? Just as an old song being brought back. California! California! We used to play this all the time, like a proper Today FM song. Marissa Carter.
Cooper.
Marissa Cooper.
Yeah. Marissa Carter does makeup.
Marissa. Oh, you're right. Coco Brown. Hi, lovelies. Azure was close enough. 0874-100-102. How to Save a Life was popularized in Scrubs or Grey's Anatomy, I think, from Sham. Yeah, there was a lot of big songs came out of Grey's Anatomy at the time. How to Save a Life by The Frey. This is another proper Today FM. Today FM of old songs. How to Shave a Wife. We did a parody of it called How to Shave a Wife. And I can't find it for love nor money.
Oh, that's very sad.
It's a crying shame. And Handbags and Glad Rags by Stereophonics. From The Office. Again, we're not doing theme tunes. It's not the theme tunes we're talking, because if it was the theme tunes, we would have done like the Rembrandts from Friends. But That's not what I'm talking about. Old songs being brought back. You have to go and try and find that How to Shave a Wife song. Nathan Daw, 21 Reasons. This is Today FM. One is you make me happy. I got 21 reasons why I do. Nathan Daw, Ella Henderson, 21 Reasons. This is Today FM. Text and WhatsApp, so 0874-100-102. P-Man's over there.
Seems like this wasn't such a bright idea.
Oh, did we make that joke already? This wasn't such a bright idea. This is someone dying in CSI. And they were putting up a light bulb or changing a light bulb. This wasn't such a bright idea. Is it Moses?
Yeah,
Moses is over there.
Ah, Foley, you missed it, lad.
What?
He didn't kick the bucket. His head was inside in it. He obviously knocked one off the bucket list. Duh.
He knocked one off the bucket list. Some people saying that your man in Vegas didn't do that. That it was more the guy in Florida, Miami.
It was more of a Horatio Caine thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, David Caruso taking the sunglasses off. No, your man in Vegas did it as well. Okay. He didn't do it as much. Mm. He was more respectful, I suppose, of the dead and the role. And for those of you asking us to play our parody version of the fray, How to Save a Life, we did a version called How to Shave a Wife. Looking for it and I can't find it.
Oh, no.
And then I went looking on YouTube just to see if anyone might have put it up there, like a list, because people used to take songs that we'd done and put them up on YouTube and share them there. So I went and had a look, and I've just found loads of videos of Bikini Line 101, How to Shave. The best tips for shaving your legs, lady parts and body. No more ingrown hairs.
Yeah.
Shaving hacks every girl should know. I don't think I'm in the right... look at the right stuff here. Today
FM. And Disney could lose the face of the company in 2024. Mickey Mouse will enter public domain as they lose the copyright after 95 years. It's expected the company will hold on to rights for his catchphrases or his outfit.
Hey, everybody!
But you could see Mickeys everywhere. Wall-to-wall Mickeys.
Free Mickeys.
There'll be loads.
Free use.
Yeah. Loads of...
Copyright-free Mickeys.
Yeah. And I suppose they need to slightly change them, so they'll be weird-looking Mickeys.
No, yeah. No, you won't have to change them from 2024.
All right, so just regular, just a normal
the kind of
Mickey
you'd expect.
Right. Look, we all have them. The Mickeys.
Absolutely. Well,
Mickey Mouse.
Speak for yourself. We're more of a Donald Duck family in our house. But there you go.
News, they'll have more in the last word at 4:30.
Text on 0874-100-102, JP.
Rachel's been in touch. She says, hi, Rain JP. Can I just say that I adore, block capitals, the sheer levels of sass with which the news and weather is being delivered these days. With not much else to smile about in the news, I think it's great. And then in brackets she puts, and really fits the mood of the show. Sass.
What? The mood of the show is sassy as well.
Presumably, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I find Ben's news reading sassy.
Super sassy.
I think there's too much sass, actually.
Okay.
I'm getting lip and back chat through the afternoon at the top of the hour. Yeah. And I'm not impressed with it. In fairness, Anne Gleeson has remarked as well that she thoroughly enjoys the levels of snark between you and I.
Is that a quote?
This is all, it's all in good fun, though. There's no negativity here, is there, JP?
Somebody texted earlier and said, do you actually hate Ben or do you love him? It was Paddy. It was Paddy.
Yes, I do, yeah.
We have a long history, Ray.
Absolutely. I despise him. It's well documented. And more of same tomorrow from 2. Ray Foley. Lado, Mariah Carey and DJ Khaled. Big Energy, this is Today FM. We play the music you love, Ireland. Hi, Ray JP. You say hello to Evan, Jamie, Vicky and Johnny. On the way to Tralee for a few days. Owen, lads, love the show.
Hey.
From Johnny himself. Johnny, good afternoon. You can keep your ski masks. You can keep your ski gods and your slow ties. This is about the was it Longitude was on over the weekend?
Correct. Yeah.
Was it on Marley Park in Dublin? Was it?
Yes.
Where everything else was on the last couple of weeks. Are Westlife playing in Longitude then this weekend as well? Are they?
Sure.
You can keep your ski gods and your slow ties. Whatever happened to normal band names like Oasis or Blur from Kieran? I think that they're having a laugh with us, though, aren't they?
Do you think?
New bands. Oh, God, yeah.
Right, okay.
They're having a new band come up with crazy names challenge.
Do you want some breaking news, Ray, on Longitude 2023?
I'd love to hear it.
I've got some confirmed acts now nailed on to play the festival.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Elevation Stage, Flunger McQuilty, now confirmed.
Flunger McQuilty.
I know you're a fan. Simple Dimple will be rocking the Heineken stage.
I can't believe they signed Simple Dimple so early.
It's a great get. Scouser Tootle Jump, main stage again.
Yeah.
Playing the Spin House Party stage, Flim Flam and the Knock Pockets. And the overall, well, the biggest name they've landed so far,
yeah,
like the headliner probably, is Mookie Bananas.
So who?
Mookie Bananas.
Mookie Bananas.
Yeah.
So also this year in 2022, Dave was playing. So in 2023, they're going to get Dermot as well. It's going to be amazing. Justin, this is Today FM. Keep looking at me. The Fratellis and Chelsea Dagger. The national anthem of stag doos. And that dance as well, isn't it?
Yeah, the elbows up and down.
Come on, Orla, join in.
Work those elbows.
You gotta sing it too. I left her hanging. Guys, what a great show that was. I mean,
top notch.
I just say so myself. But there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah. We didn't get to do Tato and Ozzy Park. Where we break the news that Ireland's newest theme park is set to be a tribute to Tato and Ozzy from the 1992 Irish movie Into the West.
Tato, Tato, don't leave me, Tato. Mammy!
CSI My Mammy.
Oh, yeah.
Where we test JP's mammy on her CSI Miami knowledge in CSI My Mammy. She's a huge fan, though.
Massive fan, yeah.
She'll nail it. And we didn't get to do Horatio Borrows the Cane.
Yeah.
Where we track down rarely seen CSI Miami lead actor David Caruso, who famously played the role of Horatio Kane. Mm. Apparently he's in Tipperary,
right,
in Boris the Kane.
Tomorrow, are we on tomorrow?
I think so.
We're off to tomorrow, God love it.
Ray Foley.
Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Make your Memorial Day weekend joyfully chill with a cool, creamy sensation of My Mochi ice cream. My Mochi is perfectly portioned scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, soft dough. It comes in all your favorite flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and amazing new flavors like lemon cheesecake. My Mochi ice cream is gluten-free and only around 70 calories per piece. Look for the purple box of My Mochi at Walmart or visit MyMochi.com to find a store near you.